Good morning. In this post, I want to address and discuss with you my views on skepticism. Skepticism is the basis of all inquiry. It is the basis of all science. And I do believe that radical skepticism is the way to go. My problem these days with skeptics is that I consider most skeptics, like, say, Michael Shermer and Richard Dawkins and others like Daniel Dennett, to be really pseudo-skeptics. They already have what is called a physicalist ontology, that in that they believe that matter, or what we perceive, is the essential reality. We experience the world as material in our consciousness. We experience the world as physical in our consciousness. But that's really the translation of electrical impulses in our brain, electrochemistry in our brain, into the experience of sound, touch, or texture, taste, smell, color, and form. How that happens, we don't know. In fact, that is what is called the hard problem in consciousness. So we have no science that explains experience, particularly the experience of a physical world. We do know it has something to do with the brain, that the experience of the world that we have as humans is a representation of the brain. We don't know, however, how that happens. At the same time, we do know that matter is not a solid entity, that an atom is not a static entity, that it's an activity, it's a dynamic activity of subatomic particles that emerge from an emptiness, what quantum field theory today calls the quantum vacuum. Others call it the grid or the matrix. So every cubic centimeter of space around you and within you has more mass energy than is required to create the universe several times over. However, pseudo-skeptics like the ones I've mentioned don't really address that. They think it's woo-woo or some kind of nonsense, because they have a view of the world which can be called naive realism. Naive realism means that you believe that perceptual reality is a reliable indicator of fundamental reality. I know this sounds complicated to a lot of people, but if you really want to understand the true nature of reality, the true nature of who am I, the true nature of where does thought come from, the true nature of the source of intention, intuition, creativity, imagination, and choice, then we have to question everything. You have to be a radical skeptic. You have to really be a true skeptic that questions the reality of everything that is perceived or cognized through the human brain from consciousness. Both the brain and the cosmos seem to have a deeper underlying reality that cannot be conceived, but that makes conception possible. So if you go in some of the wisdom traditions, they say that fundamental reality, who you really are, is inconceivable, unimaginable. In fact, here's a quote from the Upanishads: that which cannot be seen but makes seeing possible, that which cannot be perceived but makes perception possible, that which cannot be imagined but makes imagination possible. That is who you are. You are that, I am that, all this is that. True reality is transcendent. It pervades all of time, and it also transcends all of time. And you are that. you are the infinite potential of all that was, all that is, all that will be. You are the eternal possibility in which both the observer and the observed arise, and into which they subside in every moment of existence. In fact, you are existence itself. And enlightenment is resting in that pure existence. I hope that helps. I hope you relate to the idea of radical skepticism, because it's the only thing that will get you to the truth. Everything that you can conceive of, perceive of, if you negate that, what is left is pure existence.